When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Therapy sucks, or so you thought. I know it could be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later. If you and your girl were to get married, is she changing her last name or is she keeping hers? Or is she hyphenating it?
Some people say hyphenating is a compromise, right? But I say if I am going to marry you, I'm going to propose and spend money on an engagement ring and do all these things, take on the risk of getting married, you gotta take my last name. And if you don't want to take my last name, then we don't have to get married. Yes.
That's aggressive, dude.
It's aggressive, but that's just kind of what I...
Why is that so important for her to get your last name?
I think, man, like, so growing up in my household, we had three different last names because my mom was married before, and then my dad's last name, and then my mom's last name. And so when you would go to my house, and this was back in Germany, it'll be like three last names. It'll be Schultz, it'll be Wood, it'll be Tomasi, which is... another last name. And then it's like, so for me, it's like, I feel like if I'm going to marry you, we're going to have a bond, we're going to have a family. I would want for us to be united and for us to just be one last name on that doorbell. And so might be trivial to some, but to me, that's important. And if we're going to bring kids into this world, I think I would just want all of us to have the same last name. And I understand that there's some exceptions. People say, well, if I have a doctor's degree and I went to school for all this, you know, and I have all these achievements and I would want to keep my last name. Or if I have my own practice, people do say that. Yeah, let's say they have a doctor's degree or a lawyer's degree. They have their own practice. They want that to be theirs. Yeah, because you get a doctor's and all that stuff like that. I can respect that and I can understand that. But I don't think that's applicable to the majority of the people who are making the argument for hyphenating a last name or for wanting to keep their own last name. You know? Right. So I'm curious to hear your perspective on it.
Yeah, for me, it's it's funny. So my girlfriend's name is her last name's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
So it even got to the point that she even told me, like, damn, wouldn't you want to change your last name to mine? That's where I was like, all right, no, that's not going to fucking happen.
But I thought you don't care about the last name thing.
I don't care so much if she changes it, really. I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because her last name is cool, and her changing her last name to mine, I don't know. If anything, it's her loss. Because if we were to have children, the child's going to have my last name.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's her problem if she doesn't change her last name. But I'm not going to be like, what do you mean you're not going to change my last name? For me, I don't know. I don't think it's really that important. I don't really care.
Doesn't matter.
No. And the maybe hyphenating. I remember one time somebody told me that when they changed their last name, they had to like update so many records and documents and paperwork.
Somewhat
and
of a process.
Submissions of this. And then... I don't know, dude. Like, it just sounds annoying to just update a name.
But that's when you get married, it's a lot of things that are annoying in the process.
Yeah, so why add more?
I guess if you're going to go through the process, you want to be due diligent and just do it right.
No, but you could do it right without doing the extra stuff. That's like extra credit. You don't have to do it. It's not required.
But you would want your kids to have your last name? Or what if she would say,
no,
hey,
no, 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 like, no, no. That's the non-negotiable.
Oh, so then that's important to you.
Well, of course. Why would they? Because the children get the father's last name. Because the father's, because typically the man's last name is the one that carries over, because most women, they change their last name to the man. So if a man, I mean, if a woman, you know, doesn't have any more children, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like her last name is the one that's going to continue on. There's no like legacy or like, you know, family history. It's just somebody else's last name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine this. Imagine me and my girl, right? We have a kid and the last name that we take is hers. The child takes the last, like her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, for whatever reason, we don't work out. She goes and marries someone else and changes her last name. Who's the kid? The kid is going to have her maiden name while she changed to the other guy's name.
I see what you're saying.
So it sticks to the guy, because the guy doesn't change ever.
Yeah. I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fair point.
Exactly. So then, the child will have my last name. This makes no sense to have her last name.
But what if you
now her last now he could have her last name if she changes her last name
to your last name. But what if you guys aren't married and have a kid? Would it still be your last name?
Yeah, of course.
But you guys aren't married.
But the test would tell you that I'm still the father of that child,
and she's the mother. But you guys aren't married, so legally, you know, there's no requirement for the kid to be. Your last name.
It doesn't have to be her last name either. In fact, you can name the kid whatever the fuck you want, really.
So a quick break to talk about our sponsorships. AG1, we just got a partnership with them, and it's been amazing. How's it been going for you?
Man, AG1 is awesome. I've been taking it for a little bit over a month now. We both have. And first thing in the morning, it's super quick to take. It's a kind of all-in-one package. It's a powder form. It makes it water, nice and cold, good tasting, and it gives you everything you need. Helps you with energy, helps you with your gut health and immune system. I mean, overall, it's a great product.
Yeah, my favorite thing is I take it in the morning as soon as I wake up. That way, on my way to the gym, I'm already getting the fuel that I need. And one thing that I really like about it is that it doesn't upset my stomach as it would if I'm taking a whole laundry list of vitamins.
Yeah.
So it really starts my day with literally everything that I need to get right. And what I like about it is that as soon as I take it in the morning, it's almost like a mental check for me to say, you know what, I'm doing something for me. Because I know that, I mean, if you think about it, you wake up in the morning, you just go straight to work, you don't really eat anything. So it's like, you don't have anything in your system. At least with this, you know that the first thing that you do every single day is that you're taking care of yourself. It's a full replacement of all these other vitamins and minerals and everything that you could be buying individually that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So for literally one price, you're literally getting a full array of nutrition in a pack, in a scoop, whatever you want to do. And fortunately for us, we do have the sponsorship that with AG1, it not only are you getting like the whole subscription of it, but we're also including 5 travel packs as well as a year's supply worth of the vitamin D.
For sure.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the vitamin D or the drops. So you can just take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 drops depending how much you want to take. And you just in the morning too, super quick. And what I love about the fact is there's not a bunch of pills that you have to take, which is what you were saying earlier. It's just like one scoop, a couple of drops, and that's it. Ready to go.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that just throughout the day, I don't know if it's like in my head that I'm taking it or if it's the fact that it's actually working, but I want to believe that it is because I feel amazing when I'm doing it. I feel more efficient. I feel like my stomach is also responding better to things when I eat. My energy levels are also better. And again, it really sets the tone for the rest of the day when I take this. So fortunately for us with this partnership, if you want to take ownership of your health, you know, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. In order to do so, go to drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
But if I'm the father, no, obviously, yeah, I would be the one with the last name. Hey, this isn't about me. It's about you.
Okay.
So what happened with you and your girl?
No, but she's cool with it.
Oh, so she wants to change it.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to hyphenate it.
I think she said when she was younger, she wanted to keep her last name. Or I think her sisters are all the same. They are... They kept their last name or hyphenated or whatever the fuck. But I was like, nah, if we're going to get married or we're going to do this, we're going to do it all the way. And you take my last name. She's like, okay, you know.
Okay, so then she's down to be
she's down.
Claudia Schultz.
Schultz is a great last name, dude. It's a powerful name. It's a German name. A lot of tradition behind it.
Is there? What's the tradition behind?
Tradition is it's German.
That's a bunch of shit. All right. Now let's read some of the comments that are underneath the post that we had
good,
seen.
Good.
So, some from the top. No, don't disrespect my name like that. And she better take my last name because we're creating a dynasty. So I kind of get that in the sense of like, hey, you know, it's my last name. Like, this is what.
You're not creating a dynasty, dude.
I know. When I read that, I'm like, it's kind of stupid. But I think of more of like, not a dynasty, but like a legacy in the sense of like, you know, the last name of mine is the one that's going to carry on. So you would be carrying that as well.
But then if, let's say you only have girls, and then presumably they would find another guy down the line.
I've destroyed my lineage is what I've done.
So you have to keep trying until you have a boy.
So ideally I would aim until I have a boy, but obviously there's a cap, because if I'm like my baby number three or maybe I'll risk a third. But if I'm on three and I have three girls, that's it.
That's it. You gotta cut your losses.
Yeah. I have to. Maybe okay. I have an agreement with her that if we have three straight girls and we don't, like, we're not able to have a boy to have my last name, I'll change my last name to hers. Someone says, a man once told me, if you want to keep your last name, then you won't be needing mine. If we're one, what you need two for?
Some families have last names that hold power or weight. I can understand a woman wanting to keep the part of her identity as well. I mean, if you have a powerful last name, like an influent, I don't know. Then I can see that you would want to keep your last name.
To your point, if a woman has earned achievements in her life or career utilizing her maiden name in which she had worked hard for prior to a marriage, a hyphenated name in a secure marriage wouldn't bother a man. Yet someone on the other side says, stop marrying American women. These conversations are foolish if they even have to be had.
I feel like woman not taking the husband's last name is a big sign that she doesn't really respect him. Unless there's an actual reason besides, I don't want to, but that's just my opinion.
We have another. Mine is hyphenated, and I've been married 19 years. Hubby doesn't seem to mind. So you see, ultimately, dude, this ties back to what we always talk about, dude. Like, stop forcing relationships with people who don't have the same, like, beliefs as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you doing?
Taking screenshots so I can.
Oh, so you sent it to the other.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're forcing, like, relationships with people that, like, not even with you. Like, think of a conversation like this. How silly it is. Yet, if it weighs that much on one person, why would you want to force a relationship with somebody else who's going to be like, well, no, like, that's a non-negotiable for me. Like, you guys are never going to compromise. Well, how would you ever, like, solve this problem?
Yeah.
What's the solution?
Middle ground is hyphenating it. But some people that don't even want to do that. Exactly. So then there isn't. Which, funny enough, one of the questions in our new card game, The Basics, you should get it. TheCoffeeBreakup.com. One of the questions is, if you get married, whose last name are you taking? It's literally in the package that we have, 50 questions.
It is. And one of them is that.
Because we said something that you want to talk about at the beginning of the relationship.
If, when married, whose last name should the wife take? Whose last name should the child take? So this is one of these questions that you think, oh, this is really silly, because obviously most women are supposed to take the man's last name. But you might encounter now that a strong woman is going to say, no, I actually wanted to keep my name the whole time. Mm-hmm. So imagine you've been dating someone for God knows how long. You guys are planning on, oh, man, this might be the girl for me. I love her so much. Man, I can't wait to marry her one day. You go and propose, and then you're like, oh, yeah, man, I can't wait for, you know, you to take my last name. She's like, whoa. I want to keep my last name. What do you do then? This is why we created The Basics. You'd expect questions early on in the relationship to be very simple things. But with The Basics, it really allows you to dig a little bit deeper, really ask questions that matter, that set the foundation to how to build on a healthy relationship. And that's kind of the whole goal. Instead of you wasting your time and like going into a relationship, although, you know, there's problems, there's solutions that could be fixed throughout the relationship. No relationship is perfect. Yeah. But there's also a lot of deal breakers that we kind of overlook, or the red flags that are waving in front of the relationship that we tend to overlook are usually the reasons why we break up in the long run. Mm-hmm. This will identify all those red flags. So as we talk about, oh, the coffee breakup, well, what is that we talk about? Oh, relationships, mental health, and all this stuff. We try to focus on also creating healthy breakups as well. You want to make sure that you're in the right position with the right person. And questions like the ones that we've created in The Basics, I think, are going to help you identify that.
Perfect.
So with that being said,
let us know your thoughts on this.
Yeah, whose last name is it that you're taking?
I'm not taking anybody's last name. Should I ask you that question? Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love y'all.
See ya. Bye.